Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Hamas is due to release more hostages today. CBS's Holly Williams.
Israel says it's willing to extend the ceasefire by one extra day for every 10 more hostages that Hamas releases. And this morning, Hamas told us that it also wants to extend the pause in fighting.
A brief court appearance today in Vermont for the man accused of shooting and wounding three men of Palestinian descent. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Police tell us that the incident happened Saturday night. No words were exchanged, according to their initial report.
CBS's Mark Strassman says it's not clear if former President Jimmy Carter will make an appearance at events this week for his wife, Rosalynn.
He's been in hospice now for the past 10 months. He's now 99 years old. He's not in great health himself, obviously. So we haven't heard whether he's going to attend. Of course, the hope, I'm sure his hope, too, is that he will be there.
The funeral is set for Wednesday. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state prison in Green Bay is a powder keg waiting to blow. That's according to Alloway Village President Jim Rafter, who says the aging lockup is a danger to the whole community. He says state leaders need to put their differences aside and find a solution.
We need the governor and the legislature to come together and say, okay, we have a problem. That problem is GBCI. It's not safe, and we need to replace it. So what's the best path forward?
Rafter on Upfront on WISN-TV. A woman shot by a deer hunter in Adams County will not press charges. Wisconsin wildlife officials say it happened while the 47-year-old woman was walking her dog on opening weekend. She says the hunter is an old family friend. She even taught him how to hunt. She says it was an honest mistake. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The owners of the condemned Waukesha condo have had their insurance battle come to an unfavorable end. A recent ruling by a federal judge denied their lawsuit against Travelers Insurance. The owners had sought compensation after the city of Waukesha ordered the evacuation of the Horizon West condo building due to structural issues. Travelers successfully argued that the condo's insurance policy does not cover home loss resulting from demolition. Drivers traveling along 43 will see a temporary change as the Michigan Avenue exit will be unavailable for about 2 weeks. The DOT initiated the closure of the northbound exit ramp to Michigan last night, aiming to facilitate repairs to the barrier wall. Additionally, during off-peak times late at night, the 43 southbound ramp to 794 East will also be closed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Badgers wrap up the regular season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5 after beating Minnesota 28-14 Saturday night. Safety Hunter Waller was asked about what his team showed after wins over Nebraska and Minnesota.
I think the last two games show for themselves. To come out and respond the way we did these last 2 weeks, we showed our fight.
The Badgers now wait for word on a bowl bid. NBA Damian Lillard played in Portland for the Trailblazers for 11 years before being traded to the Bucks. Milwaukee beat Portland 108-102 after the game. Lillard asked on Valley Sports what it was like facing his former team.
You know, once I walked in, I saw a lot of familiar faces, and I thought about going in the visitors' locker room for a second, but I was like, man, this is a little bit different. And then when we got on the court, I saw everybody, and that was like, it was a weird feeling. But once we started playing, I kind of got over it quick. And just like before, I didn't think it would be a big thing or a crazy thing, and it wasn't. And I'm just happy we was able to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
More clouds than sun this afternoon with a chance of flurries. High of 23, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows around 11 tonight. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so very much for joining us. We got Calvin on the board. Greg Bach is with me in studio, and you can always chime in, text or call at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Our special guest this morning, and I'm so pleased that she's able to join us, and Lisa Dorr is our guest, and I want to properly introduce you. But Lisa, we were turned on to you by another listener who had heard a different interview we had done about CAFOs, and said we should talk to you. Lisa Dorr is a proud part of Wisconsin's family farm tradition. She and her husband produce hay in Polk County. Lisa cannot hear me.
Lisa cannot hear us.
All right, let's see if we can figure out what the problem is. All right, hang on one second, Lisa. Greg is going to send you the telephone number. Yes, Lisa and her husband produce hay in Polk County for family-owned livestock producers. Over the last 5 years, Lisa has organized and educated residents of Polk and Burnett counties about the impacts of large-scale corporate agriculture facilities can have on the community. Lisa has spearheaded numerous efforts to develop more protective regulations after local residents learned in 2019 about an Iowa-based company that planned to build a massive facility that would house up to 26,000 hogs. It's a pretty remarkable thing that's going on, and this is not happening just in Wisconsin. This is happening in Iowa. This is happening in many different agriculture communities around the country, and it's a big problem. 844-967-2789. Lisa shared several articles with me about this. This one is from an online source called The Grist. The small community of Laketown, Wisconsin has just over 1,000 people in 18 lakes, and now it's at the center of a battle over these CAFOs. Laketown is just a half an hour from the Minnesota border, and it's the target of a lawsuit supported by the state's biggest business lobbying group, which claims the town board overstepped its role to stop an ordinance to prevent pollution from these CAFOs. Lisa, can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm really pleased to have you with us. And what you're doing is...
Well, I'm honored to be here.
What you're doing is so important. And some of these articles that you shared with me are really kind of shocking. There is one from the Storm Lake Times Pilot, which is in Iowa. And this is from November 8th of this year from Art Cullen. The article is called Something is Amiss in Iowa, and it essentially talks about how big agriculture is able to force through these large-scale feeding operations in these smaller communities, and these smaller communities don't necessarily want them, right?
Well, I think Iowa is, you know, probably most of your listeners at some point have driven through Iowa or smelled Iowa. And in fact, you may have even smelled Iowa a couple weeks ago. The south wind was blowing so strong that everybody in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and my farm, which is like 70 miles north of Minneapolis, we could smell it too. So that it's just massive, huge farms that have, you know, 30, 40,000 pigs in them, huge numbers of cattle, obviously millions of chickens, and they just destroy the local economy. And that's what we've been working on here is, you know, in northwestern Wisconsin, we have like an intact food production system. We actually have a lot of middle-class farmers producing really high-quality protein, beef and lamb and chickens. And we actually have six family-owned processors who take that meat and sell it for retail and wholesale. So what you got in Iowa is these big giant processors, like owned by Smithfield, which is Chinese owned by JBS out of Brazil. And they are just a giant sucking sound. They're just always looking for more animals. And they want to basically colonize our farms, throw us off the land and take literally thousands and thousands of acres and spread millions and millions of gallons of manure on it. So it's a very vibrant discussion, I guess we could say.
It's
not as vibrant as talking about Christmas trees.
Well, yeah. True.
Yes, but we're not going to have enough land to raise Christmas trees if everything is being covered, if everything is drowning in manure. It's hard to sometimes, Lisa, to wrap your head around the numbers. When we talk about 26,000 pigs or 56,000 cattle and the amount of manure that they produce, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, they are real numbers. I know in Door County and Kewaunee County, there's a dairy in Kewaunee County that's spreading, you know, like on 16,000 acres of land. It's, you know, over half of a town they're spreading on. So, and what's interesting is they claim that it's efficient and makes cheap protein, but this is all just market driven. I mean, you guys saw it during the pandemic, right? The price of meat went up. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the market would pay it. They're not more efficient. They're just, you know, dumping their manure on the rest of us, taking all of our land. So, yeah, the numbers are very large. I really am not making them up. They really are that big.
And the fact that you could smell manure coming from Iowa north of Minneapolis is astonishing.
It was actually on the Twin Cities TV station. And they've actually had times when the north wind is blowing and it blows down to, you know, St. Louis or Kansas City, too. But the other thing is that it leaks a large amount of pollution into people's wells, and everybody in our town, all the animals and all the people get their water from wells. So if you guys know Kewaunee County and Door County, you know, those places literally have manure coming out of their faucets.
Oh my gosh.
And we don't really want to go there.
No, we would prefer not to go there. So, Lisa, how do we fight back against this? How do we fight back against these huge companies that want to force this agenda?
Yeah, I'm really proud of that, and I think it's really a Wisconsin story about what we've been able to do here. Basically, the big ag controls Congress at the national level. Even under Biden, you got this Secretary of Agriculture who's pushing big ag, Mr. Vilsack, who basically invented Iowa. And then at the state level, there's only, you know, all they need is 67 people, and they've got more than that at the state level. So what we're doing is organizing at the town level, you know, and the towns are 6-foot squares laid out by Jefferson, you know, when he bought the Louisiana Purchase. So we have 6-mile square towns, and we're organizing at the town level. That's what we're doing.
At least one of these articles that you should, and if you're just joining us, Lisa Doerr is our guest. We're talking about CAFOs, these controlled animal feeding operations, which are all over the country, very much so in the Midwest, and this push for farmers to get bigger and have more animals and produce more pigs and cows and everything. One of the articles you shared with me, though, said that a township got sued because they were trying to fight against these CAFOs. CAFOs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They love to sue towns. That's one of their favorite things they do. They like to scare the towns that they're going to sue them so that they can scare the guys off. But what we have is we do have one of our towns of Eureka is being sued by the biggest companies. And, you know, these aren't farms. These are factories, okay? So they're being sued by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, which is the Chamber of Commerce. They're being sued by the guys who run factories. But we have two of the biggest law firms in Minneapolis who are defending the town pro bono. And I hate to bring up Minneapolis because it's not Wisconsin, but we are right on the border.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Between, we're only 50 miles, 60 miles, you know, from Minneapolis. Yeah. So we have two big law firms that actually have representation in Madison too, representing us. And we believe that we have local power to protect our water and our people, and that it's in the Wisconsin Constitution and it's actually in statute. And so our legal team is ready to go. We'll go to the Supreme Court if it has to.
Lisa, you and your husband are farmers. You are hay farmers in Wisconsin. I'm curious mm-hmm. what you hear from other farmers
mm-hmm.
regarding this issue.
It's a very divisive issue. And I think if you read anything about Iowa, you'll see that too. These big giant factories try to come in and say they're farms, but they're really not. They're factories. They're owned by people who don't live here. The workers are almost all, you know, undocumented workers. They won't let them have driver's license, so they're basically like enslaved on these places. They're not allowed to leave. And so most of, you know, it's a very contentious debate. It's basically, you know, the Farm Bureau telling everyone that this will end farming as we know it. But we have five towns that have passed this ordinance, and we just keep plugging away.
If people are listening and they would like to get involved, what could you recommend? Where should they go? Who should they talk to?
Well, the best place to go right now is protectyourtown.org. So it's a great website that we have going with a lot of resources. It's protectyourtown.org. And you know, take a look at that. And we'd love to work with more people who'd be interested in protecting their town.
It's just it's so critically important, yeah. And it's not going away anytime soon. And this affects all of us, you guys. We all need water.
Yep.
We all need clean water. And thank you for what you're doing, what you do, Lisa Dorr. She and her husband farm in northwestern Wisconsin and trying to bring education to people around the state regarding these CAFOs, these controlled animal feeding operations. Thank you so very much for joining us, Lisa. If there's anything that you're working on that you want to let us know about, please just give us a shout out and we will have you back on. Stay with us. When we come back, you'll be listening to As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds, and any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is in studio with me. Calvin is on the board, and you can always check in too at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Lisa Dorr was just here. She and her husband farm in northwestern Wisconsin. They're north of Minneapolis, and she's very involved in trying to educate people about these CAFOs, these controlled animal feeding operations. We have a text from Lynn in Oconomowoc. Lynn says, my granddaughter ran track and cross country for Campbellsport Junior High School, so we would end up driving on weekends to rural areas. When heading from Mequon to Fond du Lac, I followed a semi that just reeked. I had no idea what it was hauling, but then I assumed that the farms had just manured their fields. Yeah. So again, Lisa was talking about how the fact that at the beginning of the month, again, keep in mind, she lives north of Minneapolis, about 60 miles. They could smell the manure coming from Iowa.
That
is crazy to me.
It's the fact that someone could pinpoint it too and be like,
that's where it's coming from.
It's coming from a long distance away.
Yeah, it's just not good. So if you ever want to check in about anything, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Party!
Switching gears a little bit, you found a really interesting app.
Okay, so if you don't know me, folks, if you're not watching the live stream, I am what experts call a dork. I am. I'm a dork. I found a website, and this is purely for fun. You can share it with your kids. You can look at it by yourself. It's family-friendly. It's full of great information. If you go to a website called dinosaurpictures.org, now, if you have opinions on dinosaurs and their validity, I don't care right now. We're having fun.
Okay.
Dinosaurpictures.org.
Dinosaurpictures.org.
This is how I know they weren't expecting it to be like a thing, because it's actually dinosaurpictures.org/ancient-earth#240. What will happen when you go to this website? And I'll put this in the show notes.
Okay. Because no one's going to remember.
If you don't remember that, it's too late. So what is it? It takes you to a website that looks like Google Earth.
Okay.
And you can enter in. So Jane, give me your zip code.
53210.
53210. All right. So we're going to go. Nope, no information on your city. Sorry, your city wasn't important
enough.
It
does not exist.
All right, well, let's go to, I'll go to mine. 53144. This is not working. This worked last week. So essentially what you do is you put your zip code in.
Yes.
It takes you to that area of Earth. And then what you can do is you can choose anywhere from 20 million to 750 million years ago. And it will tell you what's been going on at that time in that area that you live in. So it'd be great if let's just try something simple, like a simple Milwaukee one. Okay, apparently nothing.
Nothing is registering today.
Yeah, so, but, man, this, I'm going to blame Calvin.
Why not?
No, I would never do that. He didn't know what's going on. But it's a, I don't know.
I know you were all excited about this last week when you found this.
It's a wonderful, wonderful website, and I feel like you can really learn a lot because it's very simple. There's nothing political about it. There's nothing religious about it. It's just like, hey, 250 million years ago,
this is what your hometown looked like.
This is what your hometown. Some of it was covered in ice. There were dinosaurs. Now they're not dinosaurs anymore, and it's really fun. And am I a dork for loving simple fun? Yes, I am. But I feel like it's the kind of fun I wanted to pass along to individuals like yourself.
I don't think that's dorky at all. I think that's really pretty cool.
So I'd like to ask a question of those listening. 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Are there any cool websites like this that are like information, but fun and cool, like that you like to share with people that you were, you know, that will just entertain you, get you off the TikTok and the Instagrams and the Fauci books and the...
You can sit down with your kids.
Yeah, and be like, hey, let's look up where grandma lives and let's see what was happening.
When she was born 75 million years ago.
You know what? Sometimes, Jane, I'm going for a joke and I'm going to say that joke and you just steal every word out of my mouth.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, actually, I'm not.
No, you're not. So let's look up when Jane was born. That was 200 million years ago.
It was 200 million years ago, exactly.
I just want to find a city that actually works, though. That's the problem. It worked great.
Can you put in just the name of, like, New York?
Let's try.
Will it take that or Chicago?
Ancient.
But again, it's got to be interesting because the tectonic plates were different back then. It was an entirely different globe.
And that's the thing is when you and it shows you, that's the other thing too. It shows you what Earth looked like at that point. So you go back 750 million years ago. It's Pangaea. It's one. Big, it's all the continents put together,
right?
And you see the slow and subtle breakup of the continents, and that's what's really cool. So let's try New York. Oh, look at that. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I do know why. 240 million years ago. That's the early Triassic.
Early Triassic period.
Oxygen levels are significantly lower due to the extinction of many land plants. Many corals went extinct, with reefs taking millions of years to reform. Small ancestors to birds, mammals, and dinosaurs survive the Pangaea supercontinent. It's so cool!
If you have someone who would geek out about this, and I'm sure you know someone who will geek out about this, make sure you check the show notes after the show is over. We will include all the links to everything that we've talked about today, including the link to this website that has Greg so very, very, very excited.
And we can be best friends with whomever you think would like this. We'll be best friends. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Got it. I typed in the name of the city. Very smart.
Okay. As opposed to the zip code.
Yes. Late Cambrian, 500 million years ago. Almost half a billion years ago.
Wow.
The ocean is teeming with life following a dramatic expansion of animal diversity in the sea known as the Cambrian Explosion. The forms of some animals show ancestry to modern animals. Jawless fish, the first vertebrates appear. Come on!
Who's not excited about that?
I am super excited.
Absolutely. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call in and or text. And again, we will get everything in the show notes so you can geek out just like Greg.
Yeah.
Did you take biology or anything when you were in college?
Here's the weird thing. You'd think that. I did take biology. I wasn't very good when I was in high school at it. I didn't have the inflamed need of knowledge that I do now. And
Isn't that interesting?
If I went back to high school now, I'd be a straight A student. I get a lot of looks, but I'd be a straight A student.
I feel you with that. I really do. Because yeah. I took geology and a couple of other courses in college that I just dropped out of because I was lazy. And yeah. now I wish I could go back and do it all over again.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, just as a really quick aside, don't say that you're not good at math and science. People believe that stuff all the time. Like, oh, my brain I'm just not good at it.
Right.
No, you can be good at it. You just didn't learn it the way you need to learn it.
Because everybody learns differently.
Because you're smart.
That's a very smart. That's a very good point. Thank you very much, Greg Bob.
You're welcome.
All right. When we come back, it is Cyber Monday. Lots of people shopping for lots and lots of deals.
Yep.
You also need to beware of a couple scams that are going around. We will share that with you coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin commuters say a second Amtrak round trip from St. Paul through Milwaukee to Chicago will make their lives easier. Passenger Christian Bird speaking with ABC News.
It would be easier to leave in the afternoon because it's kind of like herding cats when you're getting a little kid out the door.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. Some Wisconsin lawmakers want to make it illegal for most stores not to accept cash. A committee of the Wisconsin Assembly will hold a hearing on the bill tomorrow. Supporters say the idea is to make sure people who don't carry credit or debit cards can still buy what they need. Many places went cashless during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The budget signed last week in Waukesha County is the fourth consecutive budget to receive unanimous approval from the county board. Notable highlights of the budget include a reduction in the county tax rate for the 10th year in a row, resulting in a 9.1% decrease and the lowest rate in over three decades. That sets Waukesha County with one of the lowest effective tax rates among all 72 counties in the state. The Waukesha County Park System has reintroduced its invisible sticker system for 2024 annual memberships. That allows access to nine parks and four lake areas. The sale of the memberships started Friday. The system eliminates the need for physical stickers or permits at park entrances, as a scanner reads license plates to validate connected memberships or permits. Those can be purchased online or in person at designated locations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Badgers wrap up the regular season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5 after beating Minnesota 28-14 Saturday night. Safety Hunter Waller was asked about what his team showed after wins over Nebraska and Minnesota.
I think the last two games show for themselves. To come out and respond the way we did these last 2 weeks, we showed our fight.
The Badgers now wait for word on a bowl bid. NBA Damian Lillard played in Portland for the Trailblazers for 11 years before being traded to the Bucks. Milwaukee beat Portland 108-102 after the game. Lillard asked on Valley Sports what it was like facing his former team.
You know, once I walked in, I saw a lot of familiar faces, and I thought about going in the visitors' locker room for a second, but I was like, man, this is a little bit different. And then when we got on the court, I saw everybody, and that was like, it was a weird feeling. But once we started playing, I kind of got over it quick. And just like before, I didn't think it would be a big thing or a crazy thing, and it wasn't. And I'm just happy we was able to get the win.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
More clouds than sun this afternoon with a chance of flurries. High of 23, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Lows around 11 tonight. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 23.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Metnair in for Kristen Bry. Alvin's on the board. Greg Bach is with me in studio. And you can always chime in, either call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Shout out to people listening in La Crosse today on the Eagle, WLCX, and also in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR. It is Cyber Monday. Of course, we had Thanksgiving, then we had Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Secondhand Sunday.
Wow.
Today, Cyber Monday, when all kinds of good deals are available online. Here is our question for you this morning. Are you shopping for yourself or are you shopping for Christmas presents?
Because I know the answer.
Because you are the one who brought this up. It's pretty much people are buying 70-inch televisions for their own basements.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You're not buying it for your mama.
Is anybody actually buying Christmas gifts today? Or are you just looking for deals for yourself? There's no shame in that.
I'm looking for a deal for myself on a snowblower because I need a snowblower. It's not like I'm buying myself a car. But yeah, it's also due to the fact that nobody in my family has given me a list.
Oh, that's tough. You don't want to, yeah, and you don't want to.
No, I'm not.
You don't want to get the wrong thing.
I'm not taking a chance on those people. As much as I hand them a receipt or some cash.
If you want to check in, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Are you shopping for yourself today on Cyber Monday, or are you actually shopping for Christmas gifts? If you are shopping online, as always, there are risks.
Yes.
You want to be careful where you're going. So according to the Better Business Bureau, here are some tips for you to follow on this Cyber Monday. Beware of false advertising and phony websites. If a company is selling the hottest item of the year at a price that is too good to be true, it is probably too good to be true.
I almost got taken on a website selling Lego one year.
Oh, no kidding.
They were like, oh, these Legos are 82% off. And my friend said, go ahead and buy one. I dare you to find all of the pieces.
And so you didn't order
it? Oh, I didn't order it. Of course not. No, because as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh, this is a scam.
What is the hot item this year? I have no idea. You know, Furbies and Cabbage Patch Kids. And does that exist anymore?
Calvin,
that there's the one hot thing that everybody wants?
Do you have younger siblings?
Younger than I am, but not that young.
Okay, so you don't know the hot toy for this year?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm just looking here.
Just Google it.
I'm going to go back to the labs here at As Goes Wisconsin Scientific Laboratories and stuff.
Yep. So you want to watch out for false advertising. Closely monitor the web address in your browser. Scammers like to create lookalike websites that when you first look at it, it appears to be, you know, it looks like Target or it looks like Barnes and Noble. But you want to make sure, double check that the website has the correct business name spelling with legitimate contact information and customer service numbers.
Just imagine, really. Hey, I got you this Shamerican girl doll.
Shamerican? Yes. You're going to love it. It's slightly off-brand. You want to shop with trustworthy sellers on secure sites only. Beware of businesses you are not familiar with. You can always go to BBB.org and plug in the name of this business. You also want to make sure that any web page you're buying from is secure. So that means the web address will begin with HTTPS.
Yes.
Not just HTTP.
Gotta have that S to be secure, baby.
It has to be secure. So you never want to put personal or credit card information on any form on a non-secure web page.
And I will repeat a story that happened to me a couple of years ago. No, last year. And that's the thing is, not just the websites of companies you're buying stuff from, shipping sites, USPS, UPS, FedEx, Amazon.
I remember this.
I got a text message from quote unquote the USPS, United States Postal Service, and I had ordered something that was being shipped. It said, we need your updated information. There was a problem. And I just woken up. The text had woken me up, looked at it, rubbing my eyes.
Yep.
I'm
expecting a package.
I clicked right through. I put my credit card information. All my information in there. In about 10 minutes, just something popped in my brain. I'm like, wait a minute. That doesn't seem right. And I looked and I saw the website and it was just gibberish.
Really?
So I got in my car. I sped to my credit union. I told them, cancel this card immediately. Can you please tell me if there's been any charges in the past hour? There were none. Luckily, it was a big, big, you know, wipe the brow situation. But you will not get text messages from any of those groups asking you for information. If there is any sort of problem with shipping, they will reach out to you directly through customer service. Always check email addresses.
Yep.
But be mindful, because they'll get your phone number from anywhere, and they will just be like, hey. I mean, if you look at my junk text message, I'd say half of them are from groups that are trying to get my information for quote unquote shipping.
Yeah.
According to today.com, this is the only one to give me a definitive answer. The Barbie 2023 Dream House, basically off the back of the popular film
from this year. Oh,
it's huge. Made with pet lovers in mind, the Dream House includes a puppy slide and pool, pet elevator, and pet palace, complete with puppy. Maybe this is for dogs.
There's a Barbie house just for dogs? That would not surprise me in the least.
75 accessories and the tallest slide in the Barbie Dream House ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the
hot ticket, the big ticket item for this year.
You know what I want for Christmas, everybody? I'll take two.
You want the Barbie Dream House?
Why not?
Okay. Cyber Monday, big shopping day. Be careful. Better Business Bureau out with a list of ways you can protect yourself as you're spending some money today. I am terrible at this, and I admit it. Keep your antivirus software up to date.
Yeah.
I find that all very confusing.
How do you mean?
Which is the best security server or system for your laptop?
I mean, honestly, like, you're generally going to get installed and it'll be on there for like 30 days and you just extend it. You should be fine. They usually come with guarantees. McAfee is usually the one that everyone... McAfee and Norton, I think, are the only two.
Are those the only two?
They're the two biggest, in my opinion. And like, the computer I run on has always got McAfee on it. But yeah, McAfee's kind of crazy. That guy's crazy pants.
That's what I... Yeah.
But
McAfee, yep.
But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta want to get with the best service that does, you know...
The most protection.
Exactly. So I think you can download now. It's like subscription-based thing, like everything is nowadays. But yeah, it's important to protect that computer. This computer is no longer protected, but it's a work computer, so not my problem.
Yeah, well,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, everybody. I was joking.
Not necessarily the right attitude to have. A couple other recommendations from the Better Business Bureau. Take advantage of rewards and loyalty programs. Use your credit card. Well, don't you have to use your credit card if you're buying something online?
I can't mail them cash?
It's always best to make online purchases with your credit card. If there are any shady charges later, you can contest them through your credit card company debit cards.
Versus debit, yeah.
Yeah, don't use a debit card if you're buying online today for Cyber Monday. You want to use your credit card. Because, again, if there's anything snaky that shows up a little bit later on, at least you can call your credit card company. But if it's a debit card, it's gone.
Well, I mean, sometimes, it's not always, you're not always up a creek, but yeah.
It's going to be much easier.
It does make more sense to use a credit card. Yeah,
it'll be much easier if you use your credit card as opposed to a debit card. Yeah. Better Business Bureau also says understand return policies. Online policies might change for Cyber Monday offers.
Yeah.
So read the fine print if you can actually... Find a magnifying glass large enough to help you read the fine print. Understand the return or exchange policy. Be aware stores may not allow returns for final sale or closeout items. And make sure you get a gift receipt, which is always a good idea.
Yeah, gift receipt's just smart. Just always ask for a gift receipt. You can get that from Amazon. They'll send that to you in the box and whatnot. And
yeah, and it just makes it nice.
Yeah.
If people want to exchange it, you want to give them something that they want to use, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I've never had a problem with people returning or exchanging things that I've given them.
No, unless it's like something specific they like this is the thing I want to get it, and you're like, they don't.
Right.
Yeah, I you know what? I don't care. It's your life.
It's your gift.
Yeah,
Once you've given it,
it
is up to you to do with what you will.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Better Business Bureau also warning, watch out for phishing scams. Busy schedules and increasing purchases make it easier to miss a phishing scam. So beware of, as you had just mentioned, Greg, unsolicited emails, texts, calls, letters. The messages might claim you have a gift waiting for you or there's a problem with delivery. All you need to do is click on a link and give up your personal information. Avoid phishing scams. by ignoring suspicious correspondence and calls from unfamiliar phone numbers. And I would just really urge anyone who has an elderly relative.
Yeah. Yes.
Please talk to them about not answering numbers they don't recognize.
I think
so many problems could be avoided. But my generation and older, you answered the phone. You always answered the phone when it rang. There was never you. The phone rang. You picked it up.
Yeah,
that's just what you did.
Hello.
And I think again for people who are older, that is still ingrained. This might be important. What if I miss? You know, what if I miss something? What if it's an important call? They'll leave a message.
Grandma Gertrude, it's never important. Nothing that's important ever calls. They send you an email.
Do you really think so?
I think that. Yeah, actually, because most times, like you call a thing for customer service, they want you to email them, especially in the realm of paper trails,
right?
So they can go back. And I mean, I think maybe hospitals, but you know, if a hospital is calling you,
most of the time,
yeah. Like, I just think it's best just to lay off the phone, get rid of the landline, give her or him, whomever, give them a cell phone, pump it in with the numbers they need to know, and anybody who's not on that list, don't answer.
Yeah. It's just a real good thing to, again, impress upon your elderly relatives.
Yeah.
And if it's that important, they'll leave you a message.
Exactly.
They'll leave you a message.
Exactly.
And the other thing you can do to Better Business Bureau, look for the BBB seal, Greg Bach.
I just call him B-B-B-B.
It's a sign of the Better Business Bureau. Shop with confidence today, choosing businesses that prioritize the Better Business Bureau. And if you want to look this over, go to BBB.org and it will be right there for you. We have, real quickly, Fred from Cottage Grove is on the line. Good morning, Fred. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. On those phone calls, I've been getting a lot of them too. And you pick it up, you say hello, and then there's a pause. And they find, well, AI says hello. And then I say, who's calling? And then they'll give a name or some place, and then you just hang up. But do not ever say yes.
Yep.
On the phone. Yeah, we talked about that not too long ago, Fred, because that if they say, hi, is this Fred? And you say yes, they can use that yes to approve purchases, right, Fred?
That's right. That's why normally I just, when there's a pause, when they say hello, AI says hello, I just hang it up.
Yep.
Don't even bother.
And this is something that we're going to have to be even more careful of as AI continues to get better.
Yep.
As far as scam phone calls. Thank you so much for calling, Fred. Really appreciate it. I saw a testimony from he is a lawyer who is testifying before a congressional committee about a call that he got that sounded like exactly like his son, claiming he had been in an accident. He had been arrested because he had crashed his car. It was a terrifying exchange trying to send him, this father, to a place where he had to wire money to get his son out of jail. So this is going to be a longstanding thing that we're just going to have to be very savvy of, because it's only going to continue to get better.
And do the most basic protections, which is, don't answer your,
don't answer calls you don't recognize. Yep. If it's that important, they will leave a message.
Yep. And text messaging too. Check the phone number.
Yep.
Like, yeah, I've been attempted a couple times now.
You got to be careful.
Yep.
All right. Stay with us when we come back. Remembering Marty Croft and HR Puffin stuff. I can't be the only one who remembers that show. Maybe I am. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager.
learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
HR Puff and Stuff. Who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Stuff. Can't do a little because you can't do enough.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. You can also leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We were just sharing some of the tips from the Better Business Bureau on how to avoid scams, especially today on Cyber Monday. Jill from Madison is joining us on the line. Good morning, Jill. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, I'm just tuning in, and I don't know if someone has said this yet or not, but, you know, they can make their phone look like it's someone that you know that's calling you as well. For instance, I got a call that said MG&E, and they said they were sitting in front of our apartment building, and they were going to turn off the electricity. They had an order to turn off the electricity, and I just needed to give them a debit card, and that's here, right here in Madison and Fitchburg.
Jill, that's terrifying.
And also the bank, we have several banks in town, and all the banks are sending us text messages and emails saying, you know, if you get a text or an email, it might even say that it's your bank. You don't open it, don't answer it, hang up if you do, and call the number that you have stored in your phone or the number that you know is the number to your bank, or go to your bank and say, did you call me regarding this? Because there's a lot of legitimate things that people are copying now, like, you know, text yes if you made this transaction, text no. And this was just a story on one of the TV stations a couple of weeks ago, where the girl lost like $2,000 because she didn't recognize the transaction, of course, because it was fraud, but it wasn't even her bank contacting her.
Wow.
And they scammed her out of, that was, I think, I can't remember what channel it was on, but you can check the, you know, the network channels within the last couple of weeks. So yeah, don't even answer, don't respond, don't do anything unless you know that you are talking to a legitimate person from a number that you either looked up online or had stored in your phone, because they can copy.
Yeah, you make a really, really good point, Jill. When they called claiming that they were going to cut your power off, what did you do?
Well, here's the thing. We had a closing about a week before that to sell that property. And so when they called and said, we're shutting it off, I said to myself, oh, there's some mistake, because they're trying to put it in the other guy's name that just owned, that just bought the property. But no, it was a scam. I called it. I hung up. I said, I'll call MG&E myself. Called MG&E. They were like, no, we're not there to turn off your power. Nobody's sitting out there. It's a scam. But it said MG&E on my phone when they called me.
But I think too, Jill, I think a real good indication that this was a scam was them asking you for your debit card over the phone, right?
Sure. Right. Oh, you didn't make your payment. Well, you know what? We're on automatic payments. But I just thought it was weird because we had just sold the building, and then they called us to shut off the power. So I don't know if they got, you know, word from the Register of Deeds, or I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, I really appreciate your calling and sharing that. You make excellent, excellent points. Thank you so very much. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 96 party if you want to check in. And again, we were talking about scams from the Better Business Bureau. I'm still really curious on whether or not anyone is shopping for gifts today or if we're actually just all shopping for ourselves.
I also think that Cyber Monday isn't that much of a thing anymore because we buy so much on
online anyway. Online.
And so, like, there was a time when you did go to Target or Kohl's on the weekend of, if not Black Friday, and then Monday, I'll stay in. I'll get cozy. Everyone works.
Yeah.
And everyone shops online anyways. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. You're probably right that it's not as big of a deal as it used to be. A little housekeeping. You had asked for cool apps that people like.
Cool apps.
Cool apps, nerd apps. And I don't think this is nerdy at all, and you're to recognize this. Patrick from Watertown texted in, listening in Madison. Merlin, the free birding app that our friend David Drake has shared with us.
You mean your boyfriend?
My bird boyfriend. You can just take a picture or a sound recording of a bird and then use the app and it can identify the bird. It's so cool.
Any reason to talk about birds? All right, cool. Cool.
We're also going to talk about Marty Krofft.
Aw. You know, you did that thing that people your age and older do. Where you're like, you're not going to know who this is.
Back in my day, we had H.R. Puff and stuff.
We're not that far apart in age.
That's true.
And I grew up when there were only about 20 channels. So there was a lot of reruns. Most of my childhood is stocked with images in my head of TV shows that were canceled at least 15 years before I started watching
Interesting.
Them.
Interesting. So I never thought about
that. Your Leave It to Beavers, your Donna Reed's, H.R. Puff and stuff, Land of the Lost, all those shows were all canceled, but they needed content, so they put reruns on. So I have a very good recollection of the nightmare that is H.R. Puff and stuff.
It was such a weird show.
Yeah.
So Marty Krofft passed away over the weekend. He was 86 years old. Marty and Sid Krofft, TV producers who liked Land of the Lost was another one. But H.R. Puff and stuff, I remember distinctly.
Yeah.
Because that was right in my age group. And was it was Jack Wilde.
Yes.
Who was the boy. I had a huge crush on him.
Of course
he was the Artful Dodger in Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the weirdest show on television. And I think it would still remain among one of the weirdest shows on television. They were actually asked, Sid and Marty Krofft were asked whether or not they were doing acid when they did that TV show. Because it was so weird.
And they believe they said no.
They said no.
And I just love that there were two people, or whomever, how many people, who were so confident in what they were doing, saying, this is what we're imagining, this is what we're putting on television, and we're pretty sure people are going to love it. And kids... It defined kids'
Saturday mornings.
It led to people becoming animation artists, filmmakers, because of, like, those wild images influenced them to make wilder images, and so on and so forth. And I just love the idea. It's also based in this wholesomeness. Like, yes, we wanted to do something fun. It was kind of crazy, but it was fun. Me and my brother. Oh, how cute!
And Sid Krofft is still alive.
Yeah, I was honestly, that's what else I told you was, I thought they were both dead already.
No, Sid Krofft is still alive. Yeah. I think he's in his 90s.
Yeah.
But if you want to blow your mind, just go to YouTube and put in H.R. Puff and stuff. And I just have to say, I didn't realize until I was reading about Marty Krofft's passing that H.R. Puff and stuff is supposed to be a dragon.
Yeah,
that's the worst looking dragon I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, you know, let's get out of here.
I guess it was fantasy.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. Let me know. I am not the only one who remembers that totally, totally weird television program. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the news coming up next, followed by the Todd Alba Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't do a little, 'cause you can't do enough. See you next week.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS.